Welcome to My Life as a Landlord, where we educate curious U.S. and Canadian landlords, answer rental questions, and clear up confusions about all things housing. If you're looking for some landlord education, interesting guests, and awkward conversations, you've come to the right show. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury. This is My Life as a Landlord. Welcome to it.
Well, hello there. Welcome to My Life as a Landlord. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Dr. Jen, and I am super appreciative for you joining me today. I have the privilege of working with many folks here on Maui, including my wonderful guest who is a dear friend of mine. I met Lynette through Upcountry Rotary, but we have become friends and done lots of other stuff over the years. She's the incoming president for Realtor Association of Maui, known as RAM, and she's the broker in charge for Equity One Real Estate on Maui. Welcome, Lynette Pendergast.
Thanks, Jen. It was so funny because when we first started talking and you said, oh, well, we get together and we'll talk for about 20 minutes. And I'm like, when have we talked for only 20 minutes?
Never.
Not going to happen. But I do need to kind of do a disclaimer with this particular podcast. It is my first, which is kind of fun. But I wanted to just, my disclaimer is that I am the president-elect of the Realtor Association of Maui. But today I'm speaking as a realtor. I'm not a spokesperson of the Realtor Association until October. So that's my disclaimer.
That's your disclaimer. You're talking as Lynette Pendergast, Realtor on Maui, not as Realtor Association on Maui spokesperson. Got
Correct.
It. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And Lynette, I've got to tell you, between you and your husband, Scott, Mike and I have to give you a big mahalo because you guys, one of you has been at every Paradise Ridge event since the very, very beginning, since the groundbreaking, even before the groundbreaking in 2018. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. And oh, by the way, I have to tell you, at the owner's blessing in January of 2023, Scott gave us a bottle of champagne. Mike and I decided we would not drink that champagne until we were done with every single detail of Paradise Ridge. And it's still in the freezer, or in the fridge. So we haven't drank it yet.
It's coming.
It is coming, but it is still there. And I kind of go, okay, when can we drink this champagne? Not yet. We're still getting there, but honestly, every day we're getting further and further out, which is great. So anyway, but welcome to the show, Lynette. I'm so glad this is your first podcast. You get to be on my podcast for your first one, which is cool. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us how you got into real estate and real estate on Maui.
When we moved to Maui in 2008, I'm going to call it a small family utility contracting business in Montana that my dad had started. I was the bookkeeper, so I was used to doing books and I was used to some business things. But when we got to Maui, I'm like, you know, I want to do something different. And I like looking at houses, and looking at houses on Maui is especially awesome, especially when you compare it to Montana. Prices in Montana are a wee bit different than prices on Maui. So then I decided, okay, you know, I'm pretty smart. I can read a contract, not a lawyer, but I can read a contract. I like people. I thought, you know, I think real estate might be a good thing to do. So I went to the classes, got my salesperson's license, liked it, did okay. 3 years later, I went and got my broker's license, which actually just requires a little more education. Well, a lot more education. And they do expect a higher level of knowledge from the brokers. In 2016, I became the broker in charge at Equity One, which I love. I absolutely love working with the agents. I love just figuring things out. And you're going to love this. I love geeking about water fixture units. Now, nobody else in the world is going to know what I'm talking about, but ask me anything about water fixture units. Love it. Love it. And I just like all different parts of real estate. I love the South Maui where you've got the condos. I love upcountry. Haikuhana is a little too far for me, but I love everything about it. And working with the agents to me is the best part.
That is so fun. I tell you what, for my listeners out there, many of them have either been to Maui as visitors or live here. And if you don't know where the Equity One office is, as soon as I describe it, you're going to know exactly where it is. It's at the Four Corners in Makawao, closest to Polly's. So it's catty cornered from Casanova's, and it's in the what's the name of the building that you're in? Do you remember?
Matsui building.
The Matsui building.
Yes.
And it starts going down Baldwin as you go down. It's across from Komoda Bakery. So I love coming to see you for lots of reasons, but the location of where you are is one of them. That's super fun. Oh my goodness. Well, let's move on and talk about Realtors Association of Maui. And let's talk about what that's all about. What is that?
You know, it was so funny because this is true when you sent, because we did have some questions that you sent me. This isn't
Absolutely.
Totally, believe it or not, totally off the cuff. But I was at a meeting when you sent these questions, and talking about what the Realtors Association of Maui is. And so I'm actually going to read our mission and vision statement. The Realtors Association of Maui is the voice for real estate on Maui and provides resources for its members to effectively conduct business. The vision statement, the Realtors Association of Maui pursues the highest standards in ethics, professionalism, and technology in real estate. Sounds cool, huh? But what does it really mean? there's actually about 2,000 realtors who belong to the Realtors Association of Maui. So there's a lot of realtors on Maui. Now, some of them live in other states, but there's a lot of realtors on Maui. We also have affiliates. What we do, though, is we educate our agents because we want our agents to know what they're doing. We are really big on property rights. So things having to do with property rights, we think it's very important that we let our opinions, our expertise, what we want to show is our expertise that we have. Oftentimes there's these policies or things are going around and it's like, wait a minute, you know, why don't you ask us, the realtors, to help you to show our expertise, to give what the knowledge is. So we like to have people know what's happening locally, what's happening nationally, and what's happening in our state. So that's kind of what we do.
Very cool. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot. And how long have you been in Realtors Association of Maui?
Since 2009. So what's that? 14. I'll be 15 years in September.
Okay. Yeah. And how did you become the president-elect? You're the next president to be, right?
This is actually sort of funny, but not. I was asked, and I said yes. And I know so oftentimes we forget to ask people. That's the first thing. And then when we are asked, though, do we say yes? Now, I'm going to be the first to admit that I've probably been asked for 5 or 6 years. And for some reason, last June is when they asked me, and I said, I'll do that. Well, actually, what I said yes to is secretary. I said, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. And then they said, you know, we have really two good secretary candidates. Would you be willing to do president-elect? Yeah, sure. Well, it's an election. And so I'm like, oh, great. Now I get to get voted on. Well, there was no other candidate. So I ran unopposed, which pretty much made me a shoo-in. And so I will begin my tenure in October 1st of 2024. And in the meantime, I've been going to lots of meetings and lots of meetings and lots of meetings. A lot of them are on Zoom. A lot of them are in person. I'll be doing some traveling this year. I'm headed to Washington, D.C. in May. I'm headed to Chicago in August. I'm headed to Boston in November. Who goes to Boston in November?
We like Boston. Boston's okay.
In November?
Maybe not November, but yeah, we like Boston.
Yeah. I like Boston, just not in November.
There you go.
Remember, I moved from Montana to get away from the cold.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
And then I've also gotten re-involved in the Government Affairs Committee of RAM, which has been really interesting. I was very active in it. And what I love about the Government Affairs Committee is we find out what's happening first. Mm. Because hear what's happening in the government, in the council, all this kind of stuff. So I really like that. But I kind of have a step back and I'm back in, and it's just fun to get back involved again.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's talk about the dynamics of things that are going on in the real estate world. Many of the listeners know that we had some devastating fires on Maui, Kula and Lahaina. Incredible devastation and trauma for so many folks. And just overnight, we lost 2,700 structures, 2,200 homes. I mean, as if our housing crisis wasn't bad enough on Maui pre-fires, and then these fires happened. I mean, it's just, it has been so traumatic. You know, as a response to the fires, shelters took folks in, and then they were placed in hotels until emergency housing has been found, and FEMA's trying to set up emergency housing. Lynette, what have you seen for the transition of the folks getting out of those hotels? Because they've been in those hotels over 6 months now. What are you seeing?
You know, I am actually seeing a lot of pain and a lot of anger. I'm seeing a lot of, still a lot of giving. The generosity that I've seen in the last few months has been overwhelming. I mean, it just, when you see the generosity of people. But I think one of the hardest things has been not knowing, you know, not knowing what's next, not knowing. And so as I listen to different entities and some of the statistics, which kind of float through here and there, how many people are still in the hotels, what the cost of those hotels are, what the, you know, they want to stay up on the west side, which you can certainly understand. They work up there. The kids go to school up there. They want to live up there. But, you know, like you said, 2,200 homes are now gone. And so what do we do about it? One of the things that I have seen, that one of the words that we, well, I guess it's a phrase that we use, is unintended consequences. And one of the things that we've seen with FEMA, because FEMA did come in and they have offered these crazy rental prices. I mean, a studio and a one bedroom for $5,000 a month, a $7,000 a month for a two bedroom, $9,000 for a three bedroom, and up to $11,000 a month for a four bedroom house. If you have a condo, they have offered to pay your maintenance fees, which sometimes can be between $4,000 and $5,000 a month, especially the ones on the west side that are by the on the ocean. Those maintenance fees are huge. And so, and then to top it off, our mayor has waived the property taxes. If you have a short-term rental and you turn it into a long-term rental, he has waived the property tax for up to 2 years. Now, currently, or up until this last time, the short-term rentals have been paying 37% of the Maui property taxes. So we're waiving however many, and so far we haven't got an accurate figure. I've heard there's about 1,600 dwellings have been, FEMA has taken over 1,600 of those, over 1,000 are over up on the west side, but I don't have a number of how many of those are condos. But how are we going to cover those waived property taxes? And let's just say, you know, because of course not everybody is going to be able to afford to turn their short-term rental into a long-term rental, because even at that, you know, $7,000 a month, I've got a high mortgage, I've got a $4,000 a month maintenance fee, I have a, oh wait, they're paying for that, but I've still got a lot of expenses. What are we, how are we going to cover that additional cost for the property taxes? Because I will guarantee we still need our roads fixed. We still need, I mean, we still have expenses in the county. So how are we going to cover those? So we've got that issue. And then we have the issue of, I hate to say this, but you know, people have kicked out other people, their long-term tenants, so that they can get these FEMA rents.
I know now, the governor's trying to stop that. That's illegal. Yeah.
It is illegal. And the governor and FEMA finally came out with a statement that if somebody does that, they will be disallowed from working with FEMA. There are a couple of other state and county entities that are looking for homes. Still, they're not paying those same fees because that they just can't afford to.
Right.
You know, it's still, so we've got all sorts of consequences on who's going to pay that. And one of the things that one of the thoughts is, well, we'll just let those short-term rental people pay more in their property taxes. And I'm like, okay, they're already paying. The only property tax that is higher than those guys are the timeshares.
Right.
So the short-term rentals are already paying this exorbitant price. Just on a whim, I started looking at some of the Kapalua ones. They're paying between $50,000 and $60,000 a year in property tax.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of money. Now, of course, they're not going to be turning their home into a long-term rental because there's no way that they can afford to do that.
Right.
Meantime, those people that have switched over, okay, their cleaner is no longer needed.
Right, the staff.
Their people are no longer needed. The property managers, it puts them in a position where maybe they're needed a little bit, but nothing like they were before. So you've all of a sudden put all of these other people out of work. And when we had a condo down in South Kihei that was a vacation rental. And we got really close to our housekeeper. We bought the condo in 2001 before we even moved here. And it was at Maui Kamaole. And so we had that, our property or our cleaner, the whole time we owned the property until 2012. And she was just awesome. So when we moved here, we took over the management of the property because living here, we could do that.
Right.
I called her and I said, I know you work for this other company, but we would love to have you keep cleaning for us. And she says, Lynette, I don't care. I'll always work for you. Always. If you need me, I'm there. You know, so we had this great relationship. And so I was thinking, I would not want to have to call her up and say, I don't need you anymore.
Right.
That would just really kind of break my heart.
Well, and I think that you just highlighted that on Maui, and I know other local areas, but I think on a geographically isolated place like an island, business here is all about relationships. It's about personal connections. And I imagine that there's probably a few short-term rental owners out there who are trying, who probably debated whether or not they should go long-term with FEMA or not because of the staff. They would have to let their staff go. Do you agree?
Exactly. Oh, exactly. And not just for themselves, but for the Maui economy.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden you have all of these people who now don't have a job. And so they're not spending money. And I mean, it's such a ripple effect that it's just really hard. And I do know that everybody gets so close to their team.
Their Ohana, their Hanai family, their whole extended family. I mean, even my lawnmower, David, who has been with us for 4 years, we went to his wedding. Like, you know, he texted me pictures when his fourth kid was born. Like, you know, this is what happens on Maui. And I'm hoping it happens other places, but I think that personal connection has made it harder for these short-term rental owners to make that decision and make that leap, not just money, I think.
I think it is too. And I think there were a lot of people who we're looking beyond the money. I mean, the money was great, but there was a lot of people who switched over because they wanted to help.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. Yep.
They just wanted to help. That was their main goal. You know, they knew people who were in need and they wanted to help. So, I saw a lot. I've seen a lot of that.
Right. Now, I'm with you.
So let's talk about nonprofits on Maui for a sec, because nonprofits, especially nonprofits that are not directly associated with the disaster recovery, have had a very different go since the fires. So, you know, as you know, Lynette, I'm on the board at Maui United Way, and I know you are a big supporter of other local nonprofits, including Upcountry Rotary and others. But tell us how you see the nonprofits who are not directly associated with the disaster recovery. How do you see them faring?
Not well, actually. Okay. You know, our Rotary Club has a golf tournament every year, and I think we've had it for like 7 or 8 years, maybe 9 years. And this year our tournament is in September. And of course we're planning long before, but we really debated whether we should even have the tournament because it was so close to the fires and there people were so tender. We made a conscious decision though. We benefit the Women Helping Women and we benefit the Maui Farm, which is an organization that helps women and families learn some skills and be in a safe environment. And so we know that we won't do as well as we have in the past, and we're not going to pressure or push anybody into donating, which is, we don't typically anyway, but we were really gentle with people and decided to have the tournament. And we did have a few people say, how can you do that? How can you, I don't know what, have fun during this time? And we were, you know, the Women Helping Women and the Maui Farm so needed funds because, as you would expect, people were donating to Lahaina Strong, the Maui Foundation, all of these great entities.
Right.
And leaving these others behind. And it just was, we were like, you know, they still need help. So I will admit, we didn't bring in as much money as we have in the past, right, but we were still able to donate $12,000 to the two groups. And for them, that was huge, you know, just a huge plus. And I think a mental boost as well as a monetary boost.
Right.
And then just for a minute, do you mind if I talk about the Pacific Cancer Foundation?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Keep going. Yes.
The Pacific Cancer Foundation is kind of near and dear to my heart. And they have one of my agents, she's a co-broker with me. She has, they have a fundraiser every year where they do this big paddle. Because of the fires, they had to cancel. So they're huge. In fact, they had to cancel two of their huge fundraisers. And so I'm like, and I usually donate. And come December, I realized, oh, shoot, I haven't donated yet to the Pacific Cancer Foundation. As a realtor, we have what we call a caravan. And what the caravan does is it allows the agents to go look at new listings and see what's happening and, you know, meet other brokers and, you know, just kind of get to know each other, what's happening in the community, that kind of stuff. And I thought, well, I have a new listing, and caravan was December 21st. Now, granted, it's our job. However, trust me, getting realtors to go on caravan 4 days before Christmas is a little tough. For some reason, we have other thoughts that we think we have to do. So what we decided to do is we decided to have a party. And this house that I had listed was just a beautiful North Shore views. It was up country. It was up Olinda. So it's kind of far away, which is another hard to get agents to go to. But we had this big s'mores bar. We literally roasted marshmallows, had the chocolate thing. We had a hot chocolate bar with candy canes and sin. I mean, we had, it was pretty awesome. And one of my agents dressed up as the Grinch. And everybody could get their picture with the Grinch. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Check out our Instagram, Equity One Real Estate Instagram. We got some pictures of and a video of that. But my favorite part of it was that in all of the e-blasts that I sent out, well, Amanda sent out for me, I offered to pay $20 to the Pacific Cancer Foundation for everybody who came to the open or to the caravan.
Nice.
I had 30 people come, so I donated $600, yay. But we also had a QR code both at the day, that day and on the e-blasts. And we had an additional $400 donated. Oh. So we donated over $1,000. And I was so excited about that. And they too were so thankful, you know, just like really thrilled to have the exposure and the money.
The money.
You know, the money. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Well, I love that. That's very creative, very innovative. Up Olinda, not too far away from your office. But yeah, just incentives and fun, crazy things like that. I would have been there. I'm not an agent, but I would have gone just for the Grinch. I would have gone for the s'mores bar, regardless of the location. I think that sounds amazing. Well done. Well done.
It was really fun. And like I said, just to be able to donate and then to get others to donate as well.
Yeah.
Because I do think that This is going to be a long haul.
Yeah.
You know, we are, I was hearing things about February of 2025, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to be in the same place that we are now.
Yeah.
Might be further along, but not, it's going to be a long haul. And we as realtors, you know, I've had people ask what it is we do as for this and with this. And I think people forget that we are part of the community. I mean, we are realtors, but there's, like I said, a lot of us, but we also know what's happening. And so what we've been able to do as the Realtor Association is disseminate information. I don't know how many times we had people, who should we donate to? You know, because there were some that we weren't quite sure. Where do we go to get help? Mm. We had 90 realtors who lost their homes in the fires.
90. Wow. 90.
We had an office in Lahaina, Equity One did, and we lost our Equity One office.
Oh my goodness.
So, and there was a number of real estate companies that lost their offices. So we, you know, we understand that there's a whole bunch going on, but we're here to help. We're here to encourage people, but also to offer our expertise. You know, we have the means to disseminate information, but we also have the means to find out things. You know, learn what's happening. One of the things that the Realtor Association is trying to do right now, in fact, I think the deal was due like last week or something, is we want to get a grant in order to find out how did we respond to this, and what would have been a better way. Because one of the things that helped us as the Realtor Association more than anything is we invited a realtor from Paradise Valley in California when they had that 2018 campfire.
Yeah.
She came over and spoke to our broker forum and then just to we call it Hot Topics, you know, anybody can come to. And just what is it, you know, what's happening, what happened to us, you know, and it's okay, 5 years later, where are we at? Just to kind of help us get an idea of what should we expect. Last week, we had an insurance agent come and scared the bejeebas out of everybody. Because, is that not a word?
No, that's, I'm just laughing because we've heard lots about insurance on the podcast. But yeah, they scared you. I bet they scared you. What'd they tell you?
Do you want to know, they said that they're, and he didn't mention which condo association it was. But he said that the insurance rates went rose 700%.
We've actually heard higher than that.
How do
Yeah.
you budget for that?
Well, you can't. So what
You
do you
can't.
do? Yeah, what do you
And
do?
he said you can't even ask for a special assessment with that much because you need it now.
Right.
And you're going to need it again next year. And you're
Right.
going to need it again the year after.
Yeah, because
So
they're not going down.
he said the insurance companies are going to the local banks and saying, we need to figure out a way for these entities to borrow money.
Oh my gosh.
And just the fact that so many as so many are underinsured or uninsured.
That's
So the
nuts.
whole insurance industry on Maui is just, well, and with all the natural disasters, or not natural, fires, floods, hurricanes, everything that you see going on.
Right. No,
Yeah.
it's been nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Wow. So much going on and such a great update, Lynette. What you're about to we're gonna blink and it's gonna be Christmas, by the way, right? Like we know that, but and you're gonna take office of president of Realtors Association of Maui October 1st. So what do you see as Ram's biggest role in this whole change going on? You mentioned several education, a safe place to be approachable for resources. Let's face it, you guys seem to be really good solution thinkers. You figure it out. Did I miss anything?
You know, I think that that's the biggest thing is that we have so much knowledge and we really do want to help. We really, really do. We always say we want to have a seat at the table. And so, and I think that our expertise is valuable. We have so many people who are way smarter than I am and way more knowledgeable than I am about such things. And we just want to be have people listen to us, be open to what we have to say, ask for our opinions, and we have a great way to disseminate information. You know, like I said, we have enough members that we can send out information, although it has been my experience that having them read the information isn't always quite the same thing.
What if the listeners want to know more about the Realtors Association of Maui, how can they learn more?
Go to the website, ramaui.com. But I think the best way to find out anything about it is to talk to a realtor and their next door neighbors,
That
because
is
they're you if you don't want to have one next door, they're three doors down.
awesome. And what about my wonderful listeners, if they happen to be in Makaua and happen to walk into the Equity One office, they can run into you and your staff. But if they want to get a hold of you and they don't happen to be in Makaua, how would they do that?
You can email me at Lynette, LYNETTE, at EquityOneMaui.com, EquityOneMaui.com, or even better, text me or call me at 808-633-3534.
Perfect. And your website is livingmaui.com. Is that's your
That's our
website?
that's the Equity One website,
That's the
yes.
Equity One website. Perfect. Well, Lynette, and all of my podcasts, I always close out. We educate, educate, educate my fellow landlords, both in the US and in Canada. But I always have a call to action. And today's call to action for all you listeners are out there is to check out your local Realtors Association. Wherever you are, whether you're a state, province, territory, it doesn't matter. You can Google your city, wherever your city is, Realtor Association, or you can call your local Chamber of Commerce and find out where how you get a hold of your local Realtor Association to guide you in your local geographic area. That's your call to action today. Thank you so much again to my guest, Lynette Pendergast, for joining us today. And we did not go 20 minutes, by the way. You're right, we went more. That's all right. That's all right.
All right, thanks, Jen. Great to see you.
Absolutely my pleasure. For listeners, let me know your comments and questions by emailing me, learn@mylifeasalandlord.com. Comments and questions create the next podcast and resources. And if you have a really great guest like Lynette that I should have on the show, there's a podcast guest application on the website as well. Don't forget the resources, that including blackout bingo cards to help you in your continuing landlord education. Check out www.mylifeasalandlord.com for more details.
Join me next week when we go through how to use a local co-signer, how to sign up a first-time tenant. I'll see you there. Thanks for joining us this week. For all the show notes and resources, check out mylifeasalandlord.com. Want to invest further in your landlord education? We've got a toolbox for you, wherever you are in your journey. Make sure you follow the podcast on the platform you're listening on. Thank you again for joining me, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury, in this episode of My Life as a Landlord. I'll see you next time.